I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Sim Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by True.id. True.id is a mobile authentication platform that enables direct connectivity to the mobile authentication systems used by mobile carriers so that online businesses can build simpler, stronger alternatives to SMS one-time passwords, email links, and other legacy two-factor authentication methods. True.id allows you to add completely silent two-factor authentication without friction for customers, or to go entirely passwordless but with strong security. Welcome to the future of mobile identity, private, secure, and frictionless. To learn more about True.id, visit tru.id. Joining me today is Paul McGuire, CEO of True.id. Welcome, Paul. So happy to have you back with us today.
Hi, Hillary. Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Paul, on the last episode of SIM Security, we focused on SIM swap fraud, how essentially it's about impersonation and hijacking identity. And in this episode, I'd like us to focus on how powerful SIM cards are as the containers of identity and why they've become the universal standard. So to start off, Paul, can you give us the background or shall I say the history of the SIM card itself?
Sure. So SIM card technology has its roots in smart cards, and smart cards were first developed in France, actually, in the 1970s. They were originally very much sort of credit card size, and their first sort of implementation was for making phone calls in payphones when you didn't have coins. So you could actually use a plastic card with one of these chips in it to make a phone call. But then other uses followed once the technology kind of caught hold, and primarily that was initially in credit and debit cards in France first, and then across Europe, and then the SIM card became something that again used that smart card technology. And the sort of growth in mobile phones across the world drove the sort of proliferation of SIM cards as the internal identifiers for subscribers on a mobile phone network. And the advantage, I think, that drove that growth was that the SIM card, compared to, say, a phone itself, a phone handset, a cell phone handset, the SIM card is relatively cheap. And so you can take the SIM card out of a handset and put it into a different handset, and that allows that user to still have access to the mobile network. And that was a very powerful use case. And I think the name, you know, or the kind of the key is in the name, if you like, in terms of sort of identity. So the SIM card, we call it SIM card, but SIM stands for subscriber identity module.
Oh, I did not know that. So that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
So the SIM card being that container, we talked about how it's the container for our digital identities in our first episode. But I guess to expand upon that further, how exactly did that come about? I understand kind of the history you just brought us through of it being applied to mobile phones, but I guess it's really kind of taken a larger role, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think, and so language becomes important here. I mean, we talk about digital identities and we talk about containers. Let me set that in a little bit of context. So I think the way that I view it is the mobile number is very much the potential sort of digital identity online. So we have a lot of online identities, and the mobile number is potentially a one that's becoming much more common as the phone becomes an increasingly common way of accessing online services. So if you have that mobile number as your digital identity, then the SIM card is a key part of verifying that digital identity. It's essentially a secure possession factor that you can use to authenticate the claim you're making that is your digital identity. And so that, you know, there's some subtle language in there. So you know, the authentication is made possible really by the way that mobile operators need to control access to their network. And if you're making a phone call or using your phone for anything, that the mobile operator needs to know it's you, and the SIM card plays that, takes that role. I think in a broader role, again, because of all the challenges around digital identity and security, particularly with passwords, and I think we'll talk more about that later, I think the SIM card's time has come. And it's come because it's universal, it's in everyone's pocket, and it's cryptographically secure. And I think now these billions of SIM cards that are out there, they have the potential to finally replace passwords in terms of helping us to verify our digital identity online.
And so with that, potential for the future, can SIM cards be utilized outside of cell phones themselves? Like, do they have to be housed in there, or?
So they do really have to be housed in there, and they don't have power themselves, so they're a chip, just like in the plastic card that we use in store. They take power from the handset, and they can't really be used externally. But they do have a lot of function, and in fact, that function has evolved over time. So, I mean, SIM cards originally, probably remember, they were used to store phone numbers and text messages on the SIM card. And then over time, what happened was storage capacity on the mobile handset became much greater. So the role of the SIM card just became really just about enabling secure access to the mobile network, and that's what it does today. So I think using the SIM card, really, it's essentially, again, to prove to the mobile operator that the person with the phone has a valid and live account, and the mobile operator knows that, so that person has the right to make phone calls and send texts and browse, and that's how actually the mobile operator knows how to bill us for our usage of the mobile or of data services. And maybe it's worth saying at this point just a little bit in terms of the other things that the SIM card can do, and how it works at a slightly more technical level. So the SIM card itself, it contains some pieces of information that we never normally have to worry about. So one is called the IMSI, which is the International Subscriber Mobile Identity. And that is something that's provisioned by the mobile operator when the SIM card is first issued to someone. It also has something called a KI, K lowercase I, which is a secret password which is used in the authentication process. And then it also has an algorithm, which is a standardized algorithm, which again is used for processing the sort of cryptographic handshake between the SIM card and the mobile operator. And those three pieces of information, that they get used when the mobile operator authenticates that mobile phone. So each time you switch on the phone, you want to use it, that the handshake happens, a number is passed. The SIM card then processes that number using the secret password and the algorithm, and the result is passed back to the mobile operator. And if the result matches what the operator expects, you're then allowed to access the network. But none of that you actually see. That just sort of happens in the background, which is what's so magical about it.
Interesting. And this kind of sounds like, there's a parallel with SIM and then like bank card authorizations. Is that fair to say? It just sounds kind of similar to me.
I think it is fair to say. I think there's a lot of similarities. So at a physical level, if you take the SIM card out of your phone and you put it next to the debit card or credit card with a chip in it, the chips look the same. And they look the same because they are the same, because they're made by the same manufacturer.
Oh, wow.
They use the same technology. They're fundamentally the same sort of smart card technology that's in both. So that's the first thing. I think an important point to make, though, probably, is that what happens when you're, for example, using your chip and PIN card in a store to make a payment is that is essentially a payment authorization. And so what we're talking about here is authentication. So the first step with a payment is there is an authentication of the card. So you put your bank card into the machine and it's authenticated. But then in addition to that, you as the user, you authorize the payment by entering your PIN. Whereas with a SIM-based authentication, we don't take that second step. So the first step or the main step that happens with SIM-based authentication is proof of possession. So we prove that user has that SIM card in their possession. And then it's up to the mobile application provider or the enterprise to decide what level of authorization or what level of access they give them based on that authentication.
Excellent. And this last question that I have for you, Paul, is pretty broad. It's kind of open-ended, but what do you see? And you kind of touched upon this already, but what do you see in the future for SIM cards?
I think it's a bright future for the SIM card. I mean, I mentioned before, I think that the time for the SIM card has potentially come, and I think that's really true. So it's very powerful in terms of the technology, but it's not just because it's secure. That obviously is a big plus, but it's mainly because it's so widely available. And so what you've got is something which has the equivalent of chip and PIN security that's used, you know, worldwide for payment transactions, and it's in everyone's pocket, and it's in your mobile phone that is increasingly the universal computer. So more and more people now use the mobile phone, the mobile device, to access the internet and services online. In many countries, it's the primary device. And so this is the SIM card is a core element of that, and that becomes the sort of fundamental foundation for proving our digital identity online. So I think, you know, with all those different aspects, the SIM card is right at the heart now of what we're doing with online interactions and online identity. And so I think very much its future is there. And I think the ability to provide that sort of frictionless authentication and trust that we need is absolutely key.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Paul. And next time, it's my understanding we'll be discussing SIM-based authentication. So I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. SIM security is brought to you by True.ID. True.ID is reimagining mobile authentication and identity verification with APIs that connect directly to mobile network providers. The mobile authentication platform helps online businesses grow through simpler, stronger alternatives to SMS one-time passwords, magic links, and two-factor authentication methods. True.ID allows you to add two-factor authentication without friction or to go passwordless with confidence. Welcome to the future of mobile identity: private, secure, and frictionless. To learn more about our sponsor, True.ID, visit tru.id. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.